This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you so much for making the John Kincaid Show part of your routine. We do appreciate it. So many of you have been around for a while. Anthony getting great reviews on the Fallout. So great, great job. That is the work of Anthony Pierano, who puts that together. All I have to do is read, glance at the script, know the scores. He does a great job there. I'll have my top four in college football coming up after the top of the hour. This guy made his bones in college football and then the NFL, and now he's entered into the broadcast biz. A.J. Hawk joins us from SiriusXM NFL and home of the HawkCast podcast. And, A.J., I've got to tell you, whenever people who didn't play the game like myself hear about locker room drama, we suspect that we know what's going on, but we really don't. Can you give us a little bit of an idea about what it might be like right now going on in Pittsburgh, you know, as far as the Steelers trying to keep the team all on the same page?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a unique one there in Pittsburgh. Usually, I think the drama is very overblown in the media and coming from people on the outside. But
sure.
It's just weird with the coach, or I guess the O-lineman, kind of making comments about people's contracts, about how much people are getting paid. It's just that's a little unique. And the good thing, though, I guess, for Steelers fans is that nothing is irreversible. Like, if I promise you, if they sit down, they probably already worked a lot of this out. And, you know, the best thing that helps everybody is when you win. If you win games, believe me, a lot of that stuff goes away.
Do you, when you look at the Steelers, do you think it's nothing more than getting this thing rolling, or do you see some sort of systematic issues that might be hurting that franchise right now?
I don't see any glaring issues, I guess. As long as if you can find a way to get it back on track, they can still be the Steelers of old, I think. But, I mean, Le'Veon Bell, losing him, without him, I guess, reporting to the team, what it does, your offense just doesn't have as many angles to go at. I mean, Le'Veon is amazing. I've played against him. I've watched him. What he can do out of the backfield as a receiver, really, it really makes it tough as a defense to figure out where he is. He always creates matchup issues. Now, Connor does a great job as well. Believe me, he's a young, great player. That's not taking anything away from him. I just think Le'Veon, he brings a lot of headaches to defensive coordinators around the league.
When you watched Aaron Rodgers play last week, what did you see, knowing his game, knowing well, and obviously playing a little bit hobbled? It's amazing how he can still be really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I don't know. Were you?
I wasn't surprised. I was surprised, though, that they're willing to risk it early in September. Like, to me, that to me is the thing that I'd be a little bit scared of. But you football player types, you guys want to play, right? If a doctor will clear you to play, you guys want to play the game.
Oh, of course. But the thing about Green Bay is they're the most conservative place there is when it comes to injuries. And I guarantee you Doc McKenzie felt very, very comfortable with Aaron going back in the lineup. I'm sure it was probably part of the process. Hey, if you want to go back in, you got to wear this brace to protect whatever you have going on in there so you can't do any further damage. But, yeah, I'm sure they looked at it from every angle. They're not a team that just throws people out there and says, oh, you're fine, rub some dirt on it and get back in there. They're the opposite of that. They want to make sure that they're looking out for the player's best interest. And it seems like one of those things that if he can deal with some pain and a little bit of, you know, lack of mobility, then he's going to be all right. And we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't worsen as the season goes. But as we saw, he can still operate at a very high level with that brace on and with his knee banged up a bit.
What do you think we should be looking for out of Carson Wentz today as he comes back from his major knee injury less than 10 months from his injury?
I mean, I want to see how he responds to his first, not big physicality, like his big contact he takes. I want to see how he's cutting on it when he runs. Like, let's say he keeps it on I don't know if they're going to have many design quarterback runs, honestly. I wouldn't.
I'll be screaming if they do, because I'm an Eagles fan. I'll be screaming if they do.
But at some point, he's going to pull the ball down. He's going to take off. He's going to have to make a cut to try to cut back against a defender and get hit. I want to see how he mentally responds with that knee. And I know I never tore my ACL, but talking to a lot of different people that have, it's always getting back out there and making that first, like, play, that first cut in big time action in a competition, in a game, is making that so you kind of jump over that mental hurdle, because you know, like, hey, I've got it scanned, everything is actually stronger than it was before, but you have to get over that mental hurdle. And I want to see when that happens in this game today.
AJ, you've seen the difference that, you know, adding a guy like Khalil Mack has done for the Chicago Bears defense. But do you believe a team can be carried just by one side of the ball in today's NFL through an entire year? Not just for like a month, not for a month and a half, but for an entire season?
I don't think you can consistently do it. I think a guy like that can definitely give you a few more wins, no question. And Khalil Mack is just an absolute game changer. I think you can be very successful, or I should say, I guess it depends on what organization you're a part of. I think you can win 8-9 games being a completely dominant on one side of the ball, like a completely dominant, I guess, defense. Offensively, I think you can have a subpar defense and still win 12 games. I mean, we've seen that happen. But I think when you're a defensively dominated team, if your offense is middle of the road, bottom of the pack, 20 seconds
sure.
scoring, I guess, in the NFL, then it's tough. It really is. But I think consistently it's tough to win when you're just completely dominated by defense. You can beat the teams you should beat, but you're going to have a hard time towards the end of the season beating those premier teams.
The Saints and the Falcons get together in Atlanta today, and those two teams just hate each other. And you played in enough games in your NFL career where you have franchises that just hate each other. But what do you see between the Saints' sort of lackluster start and the Falcons trying to cover up for some major injuries?
Yeah, well, isn't it weird with how the Saints started out this year? It just doesn't.
Oh my gosh, like, it's crazy.
Saints.
Yeah,
it's really, really weird. And the Falcons, with all the some of the issues they've had in the red zone, all that, they've got it figured out a little bit. It looks like. But injuries are huge. Losing Deion Jones, your middle backer, Keanu Neal, the safety, both those guys are absolute studs. So that's a big deal in that defense. I mean, Deion Jones is one of the most underrated guys, I think, around the league. He's starting to get a lot more attention because all he does is make plays. But having him out of the lineup is going to be a big blow to this defense, as well as Keanu Neal, is such a physical presence back there. So it's going to be it'll be interesting. I think today we'll see who these teams really are, really take shape of what they are. You know, a lot of teams don't really have, I guess, their brand completely stamped on what they're going to be. And I think today both these teams could take a big step forward in that.
Think about playing in L.A. and the NFL then launches two franchises in L.A. with the Rams and the Chargers. They battle today. They're only going to play every 4 years. So, you know, how big is that one for both of those teams trying to build some sort of loyalty and strong following, which neither one of them have right now?
Yeah, what a weird deal. I mean,
it's really odd.
Who thinks you need more teams in L.A. when all this started happening? No one really did. But I think those teams as well, though, they are kind of in. We're trying to see, like, who's going to take control, who's going to take over and be the team that people that want to come out and see. I mean, L.A., everyone knows there's so much going on. There's so many great things happening. Why do you want to go to a football game? But the Rams, I think, have so much juice just with Sean McVay, with Goff, everything they have going, their defense, all the people they have signed. They seem to really have the momentum going in their direction. But I think it's going to be tough for the Chargers to take anything from that, just with how young and how explosive and all the different storylines the Rams have. I think they just have, I guess, more talent top to bottom on the team, but also younger, talented players.
You could have made a ton of money off the field in L.A., which, you know, your hair back in the day and then different ways. I mean, seriously, there are so many ways. Those guys got to – Todd Gurley is just going to be sleeping on a bed of, like, hundreds. I mean,
I'm with you. I don't blame him one bit.
No.
You see, look at New York, too. I mean, in New York, you'd be the media capital of the world. A lot of those guys that play in the Giants and Jets over the years, they do a great job of capitalizing on everything that's there.
What's the hardest part of not playing the game on a Sunday morning, now covering the game?
It's not, honestly, I was lucky to where everything kind of timed up perfectly.
Okay.
To where my body was definitely ready. Mentally, I was definitely ready. And the teams said, yeah, you see ya. We're ready for you to be gone as well. So, I mean, honestly, for me now, I've always been a huge fan of football, but I watch much more football, I guess, now than I did when I played.
All you did was watch tape back then, right?
Yeah, you watched film of the opponents, but even when I was playing, like, I wasn't watching a whole lot of, like, Monday night games or Sunday night games when I was home. I mean, if I had close personal friends that were playing, yeah, I would, but now I'm really, I don't know, I guess I'm more interested in the storylines, why teams are doing this, and I still really enjoy, like, breaking down film, trying to figure out what defenses are doing, what offenses are doing to try to combat that, because I know I'll be talking about it on radio or TV or doing things. So I watch games like my dad, basically. My dad sits there and watches games, and I try to explain to him, stop just watching the ball and try to figure out what's going on, but he enjoys it, and I don't know. I mean, I'm just a big fan. I really am, and it's almost – I've been out for a year and a half, 2 years now, I guess.
Sure.
And I remembered it seems like yesterday, but at the same time, I don't sit there wishing, thinking that I should be there.
The unnamed sources in New England – saying in Ian O'Connor's book that they believe they could win without Tom Brady. They can plug somebody else in and keep this thing rolling. What does a guy who got to see a player the caliber of Brady up close and personal have to say about that?
No, I mean, I disagree. I mean, we saw what Castle did in the year that Tom Brady got hurt. Yes, he did, but I don't think you could consistently keep that success up. I mean, that team is run by Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and everybody knows that. He turns people into stars, it seems like, whoever they plug in at receivers, and that's not even taking anything away from them. But, no, of course, you got to have your franchise quarterback, and Tom Brady's going to go down as one of the greatest ever. He has 5 rings already. So, no, I don't think you would be anywhere nearly as successful if you didn't have Tom Brady there.
Are you still keeping in touch with the college game much? Now you have much more time to be able to watch college football, right?
Yeah, I do. I call some games as a color analyst and do that. So, yeah. But
great.
I have 4 little kids. I have 4 little kids. They have activities.
You guys, you have 4 now.
Oh, yeah. So I've been ducking and dodging. If you hear little voices in the background, my daughter had 2 friends sleep over, and they've been chasing me around this time doing this interview. So, sorry. But, yeah, they're all part of activities. So I DVR a lot of games, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, AJ, congratulations with the new career. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.